Open your Bibles, please, to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. I got joy. How about you guys? You got some joy? This kind of goes at the end of the sermon, but I'm going to put it in the front just because I feel like it. Yeah, we got to have some fun. As the story goes, the mule stumbled into the farmer's well because of his failing eyesight. So you see this now, the mule fell into the well. And hearing the animal's cries, the farmer decided that the old mule nor the well was worth saving. So he called his neighbors together and they enlisted and they all did their help. And I better put my glasses on. I just hate to wear them, but I have to use them for reading. So he called his neighbors together and he enlisted their help. And that doesn't help either because it's my writing. So they hauled. I just felt like we needed to laugh tonight. So isn't that good? They hauled in dirt to fill in the well, and they would bury the mule and put him out of his misery. So get the neighbors together, get the dirt, get rid of the well, get rid of the mule. So panicked at first when a load of dirt landed on his back, the mule would shake it off. Shovelful after shovelful, he shook it off. And then he'd step up. Shake it off, step up. Shake it off, step up. That old mule fought off his panic and just kept shaking it off and stepping it up. Battered and exhausted after shake, 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 he stepped over the wall of that well. And he should have been buried, but he shook it off and he lived. So the moral of the story, if there is any, is when people throw dirt on you, shake it off. When they've got a few when they've got a few shovels full, you just got to shake it off. Is this a disaster? Should we start over? It's good to laugh. It really is, even if I'm the subject of the laughter right now. So in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, so we got to shake stuff off. And I just want to encourage everyone tonight, or this morning, wherever you're watching, we need to shake stuff off. The news is getting so bad, it's hard to hear it, isn't it? Mm-hmm. It's like one crisis after another. So I'm not going to go into all that. I'm just going to talk about how we need to deal with things in our own life right now, not to faint. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Therefore, seeing we have this ministry as we have received mercy, we faint not. Now it goes on, all these different parts about fainting. In verse 5, for we preach not ourselves, but Jesus Christ the Lord. Some preachers need to read that. Stop preaching about yourself and preach about the Lord, right?
Amen.
But the verse I want to kind of settle in on, for which cause we faint not, though our outward man perishes, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary. The life we're living is temporary. We're pressing towards the goal. We have to endure to the end for the crown that awaits us, right? So we don't want to faint. I want to talk about fainting. I used to faint a lot. For some reason, I don't know why, but when my mom died in the hospital, when I was a teenager, it started. I couldn't stand being around the sights and the sounds of hospitals. That's why people ask me to go to the hospital. That's really something I don't like to do. It kind of triggers me, but I've gotten better through the years. But the sights and the sounds and the smells. And when I was, I don't even know what age, I fainted at the state fair. They used to have a freak show. And then the freak show freaked me out. And I passed out, and my mother did too. And they put smelling salts in our nose. And the lady that I fainted from was the one that was trying to revive me. And I almost passed out again. It was the freak from the freak show. They don't do those anymore, I don't think, but they did back then. And fainting has to do, you know, you lose your consciousness, you get weak, you get dizzy, something with your blood flow and all that. Well, there's also something called fainting goats.
Oh, yeah.
especially in Kentucky, but when they're startled, they get afraid, their muscles freeze, and they just tip over. And they tip over for a few seconds, and then they get up and they run away. They lie on their sides there, and then they jump up and run off. Their muscles freeze, and they fall over. Well, there's a lot of people that are fainting spiritually. They're tired, they're worn out because of what they've seen, what they've heard, what they're experiencing. A lot of gaslight going on in the news. They tell you one thing one day, and then another thing another day. And it's like, well, they just contradicted themselves. This is all by design, this gaslighting, getting people weird, weary and fainting. So we have to encourage ourselves in the Lord. Because there's a lot of people that are weary, and they're weary doing the right thing. They're weary in well-doing, not wrongdoing. They're weary in doing the right thing, but they don't see what they want to see. We don't get answers. We've been praying, and it doesn't seem like things are changing, right? Especially in our world today. There's so much chaos and confusion and misinformation and so much going on. A lot of people just, they're tired. They look like they got hit by a car and they're walking around. So today, people are suffering from spiritual fainting due to hardships. Talked to someone yesterday. They lost 4 people in their family. That takes a lot out of you when you have a loss, even if it's friendships and division in families. There's a lot of narcissism right now, and there's a lot of different things that are just seems like people are in love with themselves, yeah. Like the Bible says. Because we're going against the main narratives, many people are labeled as, you know, you're the nut. Well, wait 6 months and you'll find out. They're going to be knocking on your door and saying, how did you know these things? Yeah. You can't be weary when you're doing the right thing. You can't be weary when you're trying to warn people because you don't get a lot of credit. Even good people are not celebrated until after they died. Some of these, Tesla and all these guys, they talk about how all the great inventions he created and all that, but didn't he die poor? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so when he was living, he wasn't celebrated. The Bible says that the way of the transgressor is hard in Proverbs 13:15. If we're not living in sin, and if we're living the best we can for the Lord, we have to keep it in perspective that they're the ones, that the people in the world, that the transgressor, the way is hard. Even though as Christians, picking up your cross and carrying it sometimes can seem very hard too, just remember, keep it in perspective. We're the ones going to an eternity and they're not. I don't know how people live in today without the Lord. Yeah. Just no hope. And that's what the enemy wants to do. He wants to take out hope. In Isaiah 40, 29 through 31, read that when you have time. We are to pray and not faint. Pray and not faint. Even if it's just little prayers, Lord, help me. I need your strength. Don't discount those little cries for help. The Lord renews our strength as we wait on him. You can wait on him when you're driving. You can do it. You just get connected again. And because in Galatians 6:9 it says, let us not grow weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. We get discouraged because we don't see the results that we want to see. A lot of people we tried to warn drank the Kool-Aid. And now Kool-Aid was purple. Now it's going to pink. Now another form of Kool-Aid is coming, if you know what I'm talking about. Why there's so much deception, there's so much evil, there's so much going on behind the scenes that we have to know that our strength comes from the Lord and not from some man or politician that's going to come and rescue us. I'm shocked at how many people are deceived into thinking some man's going to save us. Yeah, read the book of Revelations. There's some things that are really happening right now, and the Bible says the evil men are what? Going to get worse and worse, right? So we keep encouraged in the Lord. We don't allow ourselves to faint. When dirt comes at us, you got to shake it off, step on it, and look at by that mule shaking it off, he ended up walking out of that situation. And that's the same thing we have to do. And it's not easy. Sometimes it's not easy when someone throws you some dirt. Some guy sent me this email this week, and I didn't. When they're bad ones like that, I don't even finish it. It's like, you know what? I'm not even going to give you the pleasure of reading this. because it's just dirt and it doesn't mean anything. And that's what you have to do, is shake it off. Shake it off. Step up. Shake it off. Now, in 1965, Jim Ryan set a world record as the youngest runner. He was 17 years old to run a mile under 4 minutes. And they said, how did you do it? He said, well, I did it through training. And this is what we're going through now. We're going through training. I think a lot of the things that are happening in phase one of what we've been through has been a drill.
Yeah.
I think some more things are coming. But he trained until he couldn't take another step. And then he'd run until he felt like his lungs were going to burst. He said these were all steps for making progress. You have to encourage yourself, you're making progress. Even though you're tired, even though you're weary, even though you feel like your strength is gone, we're still making progress. We're still here. Your eyes are open. You can see things that a lot of people can't see.
True.
Right? Be thankful that the Lord delivered us out of false doctrines.
Amen.
In Proverbs 24:10, if you faint in the day of adversity, your strength is small. Hebrews 12:1, let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. So we got to do the course that God's put us on. If you run off course and do your own thing, you won't have the encouragement that you need. You won't have the people that you're supposed to meet. You got to stay on that narrow path, because God's going to meet our needs on that narrow path. We see people deceived. We got to stay prepared. That doesn't mean we're scared. It means we stay prepared, like those virgins with oil in their lamp. And they keep running. We keep running our race. And when we're tired, we do need to take breaks. And we do need to rest. This is a great time now. It's summer starting. And get out and walk. And go, if you can, go to the lake and sit down. Just enjoy the birds, little things. Mm-hmm. Enjoy nature.
Yes.
Right?
Amen.
Endure hardness like a good soldier. And sometimes soldiers need a break. Sometimes you just need a break. People are struggling and they're fearful and they're weary. On a global scale. Why? Too many problems in the world at one time, and we're in transition. We're going from agenda, we're going to Agenda 2030, and they are definitely, they're doing a lot of these economic world forums right now, and we'll find out next week what's happened. I'll just give you an update. But a lot of these problems we see in the world, we've never thought we'd live through this. I just heard they were out of diesel fuel in some states. I mean, who thought we'd have one shortage after another shortage after another shortage? Plus the division, the racial division. And that's why I say we're all of the same race.
Yeah.
You know, the blood of Jesus makes us all the same size. Don't fall for all that stuff they're trying to divide us. I hope this summer there's not a lot of riots or any of that stuff again. 2 years ago, it was terrible where we live here. It was just terrible. And there was a lot of destruction, a lot of burning, a lot of things that are no longer here. and that takes a lot out of you when you're kind of afraid to walk around, and people don't even go to some of those areas anymore. It's kind of like the singer, the country singer who lost his girl, his job, his dog died, and his tractor wouldn't run. And what happens when you get a lot of loss, you can get into self-pity. Self-pity is something we need to resist. We start feeling sorry for ourselves. Oh, woe is me. I'm doing all this and no one appreciates it. No one loves me. When you hear yourself saying that, you're in self-pity. And my favorite saying, you got to knock it off. We got to knock it off, right?
Yeah.
Psalms 84:5, blessed is a man whose strength is in thee, who passing through the valley of Baca maketh it a well. I've done a whole sermon on that, the Valley of Baca. That actually represents a place of weeping, and the trees look like they were weeping with tears. And this world is a valley. This world, especially now, we're seeing more and more loved ones. The older we get, the more people we know that are dying. Some people we have in our family, they've went to more funerals this last year than most people have their whole lifetime, just one person after another person after another person. So this world is a world of valleys. But we have to keep our eyes focused, that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us, and that there is an end We are focused on enduring our race unto the end, without fainting, without giving up, without, you know, the Bible says we're not supposed to complain. We need to read those scriptures again. We're complaining. But instead, what do we have to turn it around to be thankful, to be thankful, to be thankful. Be thankful that you're alive. It was funny, my granddaughter told me I had a birthday, and she said, no more birthdays. And I said, do you want me to die? She said, no, I just don't want you to get any older. Let's count backwards. And I thought, yeah, whoever thought we'd get this old? My son today turns 40, my oldest son. I was like, wow. What happened? Where did it go? Right? We're in the Valley of Baca. We're in this world, and the outward man is decaying. Yeah. You look in the mirror, and you go, oh, my Lord, what happened? I was talking to a friend I haven't talked to for a long time, and she's like, menopause? I was depressed for 6 years. I was like, why? Because I haven't talked to them, you know? And I was just like, passing through the valley of these life situations, and people don't prepare you for anything? You just kind of have to. It's sad that people don't share more, because then you're going through it. Nobody helped you through it.
Amen.
Baca represents this weeping. In most translations, it says weeping, or it's a difficult and sorrowful path in life. Now, we're supposed to pass through. It doesn't say stay there. We aren't supposed to root up, set up a tent, and, you know, pass out and stay there. No, we're supposed to pass through. Pass through, and then it says make it a well. We have to make it a well. So we have to learn how to have fun. This last year has been hard on everybody, and it was a hard year for me for a lot of different reasons. But I felt this last couple days and weeks, I feel like my old self again. I feel like that joy is bubbling up. But when you get a lot of dirt thrown on you, it takes time to recover. And you can't speed that up. You just have to do the best you can. If you're in grief or loss, just keep pressing on, and pretty soon you'll just say, oh, I feel like my old self again, right? Because we all go through hard times, and I'm sure there's hard times coming ahead. Paul went through hard times. That's why he puts all these things. He suffered shipwreck. He did all these different things. But in all these things, yeah, more than a conqueror. So this Baca is a place of weeping, valley of weeping. It's a harsh, dry place. Some scholars believe it was a garbage dump. And really, compared to heaven, this is a garbage dump.
Yes. True.
Remember, we pass through these places, and it has come to pass. Do you remember the last trial you didn't think you'd live through? Here you are. Here we are. God helps us through, right? Satan is a liar.
Yes.
He's come to steal, kill, and destroy.
Yes.
And I see what's happening with our money. I have to be careful with, but the taxation that's increasing, and it's just that the devil has come to steal, kill, and to destroy, right? But our value isn't in what we have, it's who we know. The devil will try to come and steal, kill, and destroy, but he can't take away what you've got. He didn't give it to you, and he can't take it away, right?
Yeah.
So in closing, these harsh places will pass. Satan wants to steal our hope. He wants us to not trust in anybody, not trust in the Lord. Get mad. That prayer didn't get answered. Where's God? Where's God? I've heard people say, where's God in all this? Well, he wants to steal our joy. Because if he can get your joy, he's got your strength. The joy of the Lord. When you're getting a little grumpy, you need to have someone tell you, say, knock it off. Where's your joy? Lighten up. Don't get your undies in a bunch. I had this friend that he's went on to be with the Lord all the time, and he goes, that guy's undies were in a bunch. And he'd just make me laugh. He was so funny. And we just have to laugh and just say, you know what? There's a lot of things we cannot change, but we can change the atmosphere in our own heads. Right? Think good thoughts and think about, you know, enjoy your day. And I'm going to close with this movie that we watched. It was like a Hallmark movie, real touching movie. And this mother, she lived in this beach, and her daughter finally came home to see her. It had been a long time, and she was dying of cancer, but she didn't want anyone to know. And she finally told them, and she said, this summer, it was her last summer. You saw it too? And she said, I'm just going to enjoy this summer. And I just thought, that's what we need to do. Yeah. We don't know how much time we have. And she enjoyed every single day. She enjoyed her turtles. She enjoyed the beach. She enjoyed, it was just such a refreshing little, you know, light movie. No killing and all this other stuff going on. There's so much bad stuff going on. And I just thought, the takeaway from that was, enjoy every single day we have, as if it's your last. Enjoy this summer like it could be your last. It might not be, it probably isn't. But why should we wait till we die and say, well, I'm going to die in 6 months, now I'm going to enjoy my life. Enjoy every single day. This is the day the Lord has made. We've got to rejoice, we've got to be happy, be around people that you like, try to stay away from people that are narcissistic and abusive, and try to find those connections that make you happy, right? So, Father, we thank you. With all the dirt going around, that we're like that mule. He just kept on shaking it off, stepping it up, shaking it off, stepping it up, and finally he walked out of that situation. And there's a lot of things we can't control, like the dirt that's coming our way or different situations that we hear about, but we can shake it off. We can shake it off because we go from strength to strength. As we wait upon you, you encourage us, you strengthen us. And Father, we just pray for everyone here that's hearing this, that they'll have strength for the battle of whatever they're facing, that they won't grow weary. They won't be like those fainting goats and just freeze up and fall over. But they'll rise, because this is the day that we need to be shining. We need to be shining with you. And we just thank you for timeouts, for people that need timeouts, for times of refreshing. We thank you, Father, for those places in our journey that we can get refreshed. And in your name we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
If you would like to see more messages from Roberta on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to her YouTube channel, Roberta Morrison. Hit the bell button to be notified of new messages from her, and be sure to check out her YouTube playlists for other messages that interest you. Go to the livinginhispresence.org website page and click on the messages button on the top center to go see her messages. There are free audio downloads of the messages available also. We are viewer supported. On the main webpage at the top right is a give button. Thank you for watching, and see you next time.